Hello there. We're going to talk about a truly bad cat musician, multi-instrumentalist, and a guy who I'm telling you, he is not afraid to try anything. Yeah, William Henry Marcus Miller Jr. Let's just call him Marcus Miller, okay? Born in Brooklyn in 1959 to Marcus Miller Sr., who was a great father, great pianist, singer, and choir director. So the boy came up, you know, steeped in the church and all that black culture and jamming in the house and all that kind of thing going on. And the family in general was a musical family. As a matter of fact, his cousin is the great Wynton Kelly, pianist for whom Wynton Marsalis his name. Yeah, we talk about a bad cat. And later on, I'll be talking about Brad Mehldau, who points to Wynton Kelly as one of his chief influences. That's Marcus Miller's cousin. So Marcus comes from the high cotton, as we say. Oh, yeah. Now, he was trained as a classical clarinet player. But on his own, he played keyboards, he played the guitar, he learned to play the bass clarinet, and somewhere along the line he had to learn to play the bass as well. Yeah. And so growing up, you know, he's working on his craft and playing around New York, having a good time doing that, writing a little music to get us a little bit for people. It started out with, I think, Bobby, who was Bobby Humphrey's great jazz flautist. He was writing stuff for her. And then Lionel Liston Smith, another great jazz keyboardist, he was writing stuff for him. And the word got around about this great talent, not just as a writer, but as a player. And pretty soon, he's in demand with everybody. And a wide variety of people. And now, of course, you also got to make a living. So 79 through 81, believe it or not, he was the bass player in the Saturday Night Live band. That was his regular gig. And so he's doing all these other things on the side, writing music and producing and, you know, honing his craft and playing with all kind of people and all that kind of thing. And so he starts producing for more people and writing songs for more people. Believe it or not, people like Luther Vandross and Aretha Franklin, one of her biggest hits in her later life, Jump to It, was written by Luther and Marcus Miller. They had this relationship going on there, musical collaboration. And he ended up writing several major hit songs for Luther Vandross as well. All those love ballads that you like. We call it baby making music. Yeah, that was Marcus Miller writing all that stuff for Luther. And getting all kinds of Grammy nominations. But not just on that pop side. You see, Miles Davis has an ear and he was starting to do electric stuff. So he ended up working with Miles Davis, producing Tutu, one of Miles' most celebrated electric albums, and writing several songs on it, including the title song and hit Tutu itself. So Marcus is really, really starting to gain a whole lot of favor and acclaim as a writer and producer. But at the same time, talking about a busy cat, he's also serving as a session musician. And during this period where he's playing these recording sessions, he recorded over 500 albums. Yes, I didn't say single songs. Over 500 albums. Everybody from Eric Clapton, Dr. John, Aretha Franklin, Luther Vandross, Miles Davis, McCoy Tyner, Wayne Shorter, Chaka Khan. You name them, if they wanted something happening, if they wanted to get some Grammy nominations, didn't matter if it was pop or funk or R&B or straight ahead jazz, Marsha could do it all at a very, very high level. Now, as I said, he is also in the studio doing all this recording. For 3 years, he was nominated and won as Most Valuable Musician by the National Association of Recording Arts and Sciences. 3 years in a row. So they decided, okay, if we don't do something about this, no one's ever gonna win this award but Marcus Miller. So after 3 years, they made him emeritus, which means he was eliminated from competition so that somebody else could win. That is how bad this cat is. Did I tell you he's not scared of anything? Did I tell you that? Listen to what he does. You know he's a bass player. So what does he do? He puts together a group called SMV. Not SWV, that's Sisters with Voices. This is SMV. What's SMV? That's Stanley Clark, Marcus Miller, and Victor Wooten. These are his main competitors on the bass. Stanley Clark, beast of a bass player. Victor Wooten, beast of a bass player. Marcus Miller, producer, whatever, beast of a bass player. They put together a group and then toured together. So this guy puts himself on stage with two of the baddest bass players on the planet because he ain't scared of anything. Did I tell you he also composed film scores? In his spare time. In his spare time, he also writes several film scores. Matter of fact, one of the most beloved tunes that you will find on Spike Lee's School Days, and that's D-A-Z-E, is a tune called The Butt. Yeah, everybody remember The Butt, because it's about shaking that butt. Guess who wrote that? Marcus Miller. This is just one of those cats. He's had his own line of basses that were produced for years by Fender International. He was nominated for several Grammys throughout those years. He won one in 92, I think, for Best R&B for something he did for Luther Vandross. And then in 2001, he won a Grammy for his seventh album, which was called M2, Marcus Squared or whatever, you know what I mean? And yeah. This guy is all kinds of recognition. He even had time to put together his own band and tour around the world. I actually saw him, I think, 2016 at the North Sea Jazz Festival in Rotterdam. And they rocked the house, man. The place was full and people were jamming and he was bigger than life. And then I met him. Yeah, he was actually at Clearwater Jazz Hardy a few years ago, that's right. And he was like the guest clinician for my Rudecker Hall Big Band. And my opinion of him, my image, it was like this was a giant, like 6'7" and you know. No, he's just a regular sized guy. He's just powerful and he's not scared. And he is the kindest, most gentle, giving, complimentary musician I may ever have met. Such nice words to me and the kids. Took the time to talk to them, took the time to talk to the audience about the importance of music education, talk about how special our little group was and what we are doing here with Clearwater Jazz Holiday and Ruth Beckett Hall is to the future of jazz. Just a really good, good human being. So on top of everything that Marcus Miller has done, continues to do, and will do, that early training in the church has him grounded and centered as a human being who is full of humility and love for everybody. And you know what? That's why I love Marcus Miller, because he's a bad, bad cat who can do anything and he's not afraid of anything, and yet he loves everybody. And that's my story of their brother born in 1959 in Brooklyn, New York, who continues to amaze us all with this output that no musician today can rival. So thank you, Marcus, and thank you for listening.